you know, it's veranda. It used to be veranda. That's what it was.
A veranda, and then
yeah,
and then patio.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay.
But all the country people says porch.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where some where cows are enclosed before milking?
We just call it pasture.
Okay. Well, now, is that the place? Well, now, suppose they're driven up from the pasture into a little
barn, stable,
well,
stall.
Now, right outside the barn, there might be a little fenced area.
Like a corral? Well,
that's what I was thinking.
A lot.
Yeah. Now, would that fit the description?
Yes, I guess it would, because put the cows in a lot, I've heard them say.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
A rock wall.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
We used to say bucket. I think it's pail is more appropriate now.
Okay. Well, now, if it's what would you call the same thing made out of metal? Would you call
bucket
it still
is.
A bucket? What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet or pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that you where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, that's spigot too.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, we call it spigot here too. Well, sometimes we call that on sink faucet, but we always say spigot more than we do faucet.
Well, that's what I want, is what you would ordinarily say. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? You blow on it.
We used to say French harp,
okay.
But it's known as harmonica.
Okay. Well, I get both out. French harp and harmonica. What do you call a small musical instrument that's shaped like that and made out of metal you hold up against your teeth and
juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Laundry bag?
Well,
oh,
no, this isn't for carrying laundry. This is just a...
Oh, you mean like a burlap bag with tote sack?
Yeah.
We used to be.
Okay, that's exactly right. Now, a burlap bag and a tote sack the same
yes.
thing, really?
Yes.
What do you
to
call
us it is.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child gets on one end, one
seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
I don't think I've ever seen a homemade merry-go-round.
Okay, yet. I never had heard of these either. But apparently some people you can
flying Jenny.
Yeah. Now is that what
but it's similar to a seesaw, but it doesn't go up and down. It's fastened on a stump, and it's like a log, and it'll go around and
so
around and squeeze.
So it is a merry-go-round,
uh-huh.
isn't it?
Flying Jenny.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes?
Quet rock.
Now, would you describe some different kinds of wood fences that people use around Jasper? Wood fences.
Well, they have used to rail fences. You know, they call
okay.
it a rail.
Well,
and then boards.
This way,
and these go like this.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm supposed to draw pictures
right.
of these. So.
Rail fences.
And then the nail, they use plank, though, and yet white,
oh,
you know, war. Painted.
War now for cattle.
Well, she meant wood.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, a plank fence, is a plank fence and a paling fence the same thing? Or are they different?
Well, no, I think a plank fence is a... nail from post to post, but a paling, it's go, it goes up and down.
All right, wait a minute. Now, let me draw
okay.
a picture here and see how this now, would that be a plank fence like that?
Honey, I can't see that. I'm sorry. Let me look up real close. Yes, and they might crisscross, you know, there.
Okay.
And a pail is just little pails.
Okay. Let's